Plymouth over 300 students, parents, and activists gathered in Plymouth City Center, more than treble the size of the February climate strikes. The crowd was buzzing with energy and determination. After initially gathering outside the council offices, the youth quickly turned the assembly into a marching demonstration. The students were defiant when asked by council security to move off council property back onto the public walkway, responding with, "We are the public and this is our property." Shortly after moving off, the students stopped traffic in Plymouth City Center for a short time, and then marched through the shopping mall, braving the mall security who quickly conceded defeat. After once again stopping to assemble, a number of students and parents gave heartfelt speeches as to why they were protesting. Socialist Party organizer Ryan Alderd was met with cheers when he emphasized that the current system was unsustainable, with politicians and corporations needing to be held to account. The demonstration was finally led to the office of Labour MP Luke Pollard, who was greeted with boos when it was revealed that he had failed to attend a recent climate change debate in Parliament. The energy of the demonstration quickly dampened when addressed by Pollard, and many students voted with their feet and left. They were, however, much more enthusiastic about the Socialist Party's idea of forming strike committees to prepare for the 12th of April strikes. Plymouth Socialist Party,